Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Audience of One, the podcast. It's Myrna, your host, and I may not sound it, but I'm super excited to be back with another episode because there was a point in time I never knew what I was going to say again. Like, I didn't know what I was going to say here, but we'll get to that in a minute. I hope you guys have been good since the last episode, which was like 2 weeks ago. I believe I personally have been going through a lot. Like, this past week especially has been so stressful. It was just not what I imagined at all. And my own advice is, if you have the opportunity, leave your parents' house. That's all. That's all I'll say. But my weekend, the weekend before this week started, was actually amazing because I attended Wave Live 22. Ooh, ooh. What was that sound? Runa, you've started. Anyways, please, Wave Live. It was amazing. If you missed it, I posted some clips on my Instagram, but it's not the same. It's not the same, you know? It was really amazing to be there and to feel the tangible presence of God in a room. Like, there's nothing better than just coming together, just worshiping God in spirit and in truth. It was a beautiful experience. Like, God kept his word. It was just amazing. And shout out to the Wave Music and Hailadi. You guys, amazing. Everybody that like pulled through, it was amazing. See me doing ad and promotion. I'm back. Please. Without further ado and talking too much, because I always talk so much in the introduction, it might as well just be the entire episode. But anyways, without further ado, without me talking more than I already spoken, let's just get right into the episode. Today's episode is titled Let Go, Let God. And it's kind of different from the other ones. It's different because today's vibe, I don't know if you've noticed, but today's vibe is not the same. Not like in a bad way, but today I feel like it's different because I'm not just talking, I'm not just encouraging you people. It's not like what I normally would do, because as we speak right now, like yesterday, as of this morning even, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. I did not know what I was going to do on this podcast. Like, I did not know. And it's been like that for some time. I've been at this roadblock with what the next episode should have been on, or what the next episode should have been. And like, I had some topics in my head and everything, but I like to pray and get confirmation from God, that kind of, okay God, this was in my mind though, like this was this was going on through my own mind, but is this what you want me to do? That kind of thing, that kind of situation. So like, I had these topics that I wanted to talk about. And I know that these topics, it's not like they were bad. They weren't. They are amazing topics, beautiful things. But just in the process of thinking, I would just be like, what makes me worthy enough to talk about these things? Because these are things that I used to do. And it's not like, oh, I used to do my past life. Like some people would say, like very, very recently. And a lot of people that know me on a one-on-one, like maybe you've grown up with me, or you mean like high school, or we met in uni, that kind of thing, you know that I've not always been like this. As in, this Adekari is just in my head. I've not always been like this. I mean, there are times when I tried, but still, I wasn't setting myself apart. I wasn't living the way I should have been. and I was totally like, at the point in time, honestly, Rumi and God, it was just, yeah, he's there, and when I need him, I'm gonna meet him. We can chat. Maybe the time I needed him to get me out of trouble, like the time I prayed my way out of his suspension in secondary school. But that's a story for another day. Or when I need him for an exam or something. But I didn't really have that relationship. So it was evident in the way that I lived my life. And it was just like, now I'm here. God has brought me out of that. And I have come to a better knowledge and understanding of him. And now I have this relationship. And he has given me this assignment to talk to people, to help other people come out of that as well. And have established their own relationships with him, essentially. But I just started thinking, I was like, why would anybody want to listen to me, especially if you knew me before? Why would you sit down and listen to what I have to say when you know that this is exactly what I used to do? And then it will come off like, I started thinking like, okay, what would, maybe people would think I was being a hypocrite, so I'm coming from a judgmental point of view. And I just kept thinking, what would people think? What would people say? And it was a mental battle, because I had what I wanted to say. It's not like I did not have what I wanted to say. I had it all. But I physically could not bring myself to record an episode. I could not sit down to study the word because I was so trapped, like in a mental cage, battling with myself. Like, Myrna, why do you think you can sit down here in your room or in your study, which is where I am, and record this episode? And why do you think people will listen to you? What makes you think you can't do this? And you know when God wants to use somebody to talk to you? Because really, if God wants to help a man, he will send a man. It happens a lot. And my yesterday or 2 days ago, my friend just sent me this reel on Instagram. And it's so funny because this friend and I, we know each other, like we go way back from like primary school, which is way back primary school. And we just kind of started talking again not too long ago, like recently. And it's just amazing because this person, this friend of mine, is also a young person, obviously, because we went to primary school together, so you cannot be old. But he's also a young person, and he's also very intentional with his relationship with God. So when he sent me that review, I listened to it, but it didn't really click in my head that this was God talking to me direct through this person in this reel. And it wasn't until later that it clicked. Like, I'm telling you, I had a very, I had such a Rema moment as I woke up this morning. Because I got up and I was like, God, what will I talk about? This, like, what is this episode going to be on? Then my spirit just took me back to that reel that my friend sent me. And it was just like, Myrna, let's go. Let God. Just let God do what he wants to do. Why are you preventing him from moving in your life? And it was just so, you know, in that moment when everything has been so confusing and there's just a specific time, everything just clicks. It's like a bomb. Everything just drops all at once. And you're like, whoa. This is what I'm going to talk about. So that is how I ended up here. And I know I have been speaking a lot of, it's kind of all over the place, it's not really organized, but that's because I didn't want to talk. Like, sorry. I just wanted to talk. Normally I'm recording an episode, I would know what's like, I would have my plan, you know. I would have studied the word, dissected it. I would have prayed. for a better understanding and to teach in that understanding, you know, the appropriate way that it was intended to be interpreted. And essentially to just do that, you know, I would have my points written down. And now I do have those points written down, but everything is just coming out, and who am I to stop it? If the Holy Spirit wants to move, who am I to stop the Holy Spirit from moving? And the thing that caught me in the reel that my friend sent me, the thing that stood out to me, it was this person, he was preaching, and he said, how people see you cannot affect what God will do in your life if you refuse to accept how they see. And I'll say that again. It says, how people see you cannot affect what God will do in your life if you refuse to accept how they see you. And it just hit me like, yeah, Myrna, that's the truth. That's what you have been doing. Because it's one thing to accept salvation, it's one thing to know that yes, you are saved, but it's another thing to really understand, let it sink in your head, and to make peace with your past. Because the thing is, if you are holding on to what people are saying about you, the opinions that people have on about you based on who you were before, based on the things you used to do, once you accept that and you swallow that pill, how do you expect your mind to be transformed and renewed? How do you want God to transform you? How do you want His will to be established when you have accepted that you are what you were before? You say, oh, I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. New things have come anew. I said new things have come anew. I'm a new creation. You get. But you have not accepted it. Like you haven't understood it. You haven't swallowed that pill. So how do you now want God to transform you? How do you want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind if you are not open to it? If your mind and your heart are not receptive, they are not ready to let go of what happened before so that God can now do what He wants to do with you. And the thing is that people, they have a right to, like, they have a right to think whatever they want to think about you. It's their opinion. They're entitled to their opinion. That's fine. That's great. But God's opinion is greater. His thinking is bigger. His word is perfect. And if He has said that this is what you're going to do, then what happened before in the past, it does not matter at all. It doesn't count. It's erased. As in, there's no, it does not have standing, it does not have foundation, it does not have basis. People can say what they want to say. It is their rights. They can think what they want to think. We all have, what's that thing? Freedom of expression, Nabi. I hope I'm not mixing this up because it would be very shameful. But we all have it. I have the right to think whatever I want to think. It's a free world, isn't it? As people would say. But there's only one opinion that counts. And that's God's opinion. His opinion is greater than the opinion of your entire friend group. The opinion of your family members. The opinions of the people that you see in school. The people that you see at work. What they think doesn't matter. God's opinion is greater than the opinion of your boss. His opinion is greater than the opinion of the people you used to hang out with before in the darkness. His thinking is bigger. He has the entire picture from right the moment when you were conceived to the point that he's going to call you home, he has it all planned out. And every plan that he has for you is perfect. His word is perfect. So what he has said concerning you is the only thing that you should be focused on. What he has told you that he's going to do with you is the only thing that you should be thinking about. Because a lot of times, and I'm telling that this thing is just what happened to me, like, it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to get caught up in what the world is thinking. It's so easy to get caught up in what your friends are thinking, because you'd be like, oh gosh, I don't do this anymore. But these people, I hang out with them. And I don't want to be like, I don't want it to be like I'm the person that's holding back everybody from having their fun. I don't want to be the sore thumb. I don't want to come and start having to explain myself. But all of that is secondary. All of that doesn't matter. What you have done before, it does not matter. What you and other people did, I cannot even overemphasize, talk about it, explain it, hit it more. Now say what happened in the past does not matter at all. There's only one way forward. And one thing that matters, how you think of what happened. Then you make peace with your past. And you settle destiny concerning your future. And how do you make peace with your past? You know that, yes, okay, I did these things. But that's gone. It's all gone. I know who I am now. And I know what God has said to me now. His word is perfect. Nothing supersedes God's word. And his word concerning my life, this is what he has told me, this is what he has revealed to me. That is what I am holding on to now. So yes, sure, I used to hang out with these people before. Yes, sure, I used to do this. But I'm done with that. It's gone. If you want to remember me based on the person that I was, that's great. That's up to you. But I know where I am now. And I know where I'm going. That's how you make peace with your past. Because I know that in the past, I've also done a lot of things and I've hurt a lot of people. And people have hurt me. And people are holding on to the things that I have done to them or with them, maybe in the past month, maybe in the past few weeks, maybe in the past years. But that's their opinion. I know that what I did, it wasn't it at all, like it was not it, and it caused a lot of damage. But I've accepted that. And God accepted me, even in my brokenness and in my damagedness. It's damagedness, it would. In my brokenness and in my damage. You people, please help me in English. But you get my point. And you settle destiny concerning your future. You hold on to the word that God has spoken over your life. And you start walking consciously in that direction. If he said it, he will do it. If he has said it, God will do it. It's as easy as that. So it's time for us to start letting go of what people are saying about us. Don't surround yourself with that noise. like I surrounded myself with. Don't do it. Because when you do that, you are blocking yourself from receiving from God. When you have accepted what people are saying about you, especially things that they're saying about you concerning who you were before, if you accept that that is the person you are now, you are in for a lot of trouble. Because you cannot see yourself the way God sees you if you accept the noise that people are making about who you were before. If he said it, he will do it. So if we only live here on earth and we're only bothered about what is happening here on earth and we're only conscious of this realm, we're in for a lot of wala. I'm serious. Because God is preparing us. He's preparing us for great things. To achieve destiny. Things are settled in heaven where you live. We're just passing by you on this earth. So if you're only focused on what is happening here, it's a lot of trouble. Because we're spiritual beings. Life itself is spiritual. Everything about life is spiritual. So you cannot be focused on the physical. It's not possible. So it's time for us to start letting go. Letting go. Just forgetting. Let's just drift away. What people are saying about you. Whatever it is that you did before, it doesn't count anymore. God is not focused on your past at all. He's not focused on your past. He doesn't care about it. He only cares about one thing. One thing and one thing only. It's time to forget about where you've been, what you've done, and who you used to be. He's focused on where you are going, what you are going to do, and who you are becoming through him. That's God's concern. And that should be your concern too. So please, this episode, I really did not have, like I said, I didn't have a plan. But it was my word that I had received, and I just felt like I should share it with people, because definitely somebody somewhere is going through the same thing. So please, let's go and let God just let it all out and let God just work. Let him do his thing. Let him just use you, whichever form, manner, shape, way he wants to do. Just let him do it. But he can only do it if you allow him to. Unless you want God to arrest him. Like he arrested Paul. But you don't have to wait for God to arrest you. Just let everything go. Forget about what people are saying. But you used to do this. Who are you to come and tell me about living for Christ? Wasn't it you that just the other day, or the last week or 2 weeks ago, we were at this place and we were doing that? Forget that. don't accept it, because it's not who you are. It's not who you are. It's who you were, but who you were is dead. It's dead. Because once we accept Christ, we die. We leave all of that behind, and now we are born anew. So if anybody wants to come and make nice to you, just to them, guy, why are you talking about a dead person? Like, why are you holding on to somebody that is dead? Because that person does not exist. That's just what I had to say for today. And I really, really, really hope that somebody is blessed by this. That's my prayer. I really pray that somebody is receiving their healing from this. Because it's a very, very dangerous thing to accept what people are saying about you and forgetting what God is saying about you. It's a very, very dangerous thing. And it can happen to anybody. So we need the reminder. Just let go and let God. That's all. That's all I can say. Let go and let God. And if there's something that has been bothering you, something that you just feel like you can't, something that you feel like you can't get over, you can't get past, you can't get through with it. It could be that you tried over and over and over for a particular thing, but you keep failing and you're just like, what's the point? It could be that you just lost a loved one, somebody very dear and close to your heart, and just like, why would God let this happen? It could be that things at home are just not great. Your parents are constantly fighting. Maybe you are constantly fighting with your parents, or you and your siblings don't have that great a relationship. Things are just not the way they should be. And you're just like, why? Just let God. Just let God. That's all I can say. Just let God. Just let God do his thing with you. Just call on him and just let him do what it is that he needs to do. You know, because there's something about calling on God. The side of God that you call on is the side that he revealed to you. Because God is multifaceted. He has different sides. He has different faces. God cannot just be attributed to one characteristic. He's everything that we need him to be, whenever we need him to be that thing. That's why he revealed himself to Moses, and he introduced himself to Moses, and he said, I am that I am. I am who I am. And what that means is that I am whatever you need me to be, whenever you need me to be that thing. That's what it means. So if it's comfort that you need, call on God your comforter and he'll be there. If it's healing that you need, call him Yahweh Rofika, the God that heals, and he will be there. If it's provision that you need for a particular project, for school fees, for whatever it is that you need, provision, call him Jireh, he's there. He's there. He provides. He meets us at our point of need. He sees the need even before we see it arising. He knows it. He knows what we need. So just let God do what it is that he needs to do with you. Open your heart, open your mind, and just receive him and let him do what it is that he wants to do with you. Just let go. Let go of everything and let God. There's this song that I really, really love by Maverick City Music. says, take it all away. And it's just saying, take it all away, God. Take every single thing away till all that's left is you. It says, search my heart and every desire that's not you, take it away till the only thing that is left in me is you. All the noise around you, take it away. The anger, the hurt, the pain, just surrender it to him. He's taking it away and he's filling you with him. That's all I can say for today. That's all I have to say for today, actually. Like I said earlier, and I think I've said it like 500 times in this episode, I did not have a plan. I didn't have a plan. Me, Marina Osman, I did not have a plan. But it's evident that God had a plan for today. It's very evident. So please, let's go and let God. Have a blessed week. Have an amazing time. Remember to let go and let God. And if you need anybody to talk to, please, you can talk to me. My Instagram DMs are always open to a fault. I need to reduce my screen time. Some days I have like 11 hours, 9 hours. I'm like, you guys, what am I doing on this phone? But if you need somebody to talk to, talk to somebody. It doesn't have to be me. If you don't want to talk to me, it's not by force. Talk to me, really. If you want to talk to me, you can talk to me about anything, everything. Have a wonderful time, a wonderful rest of your day, wonderful rest of your week. And remember to let go and let God do his thing. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.